You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
You say status, and I say status. And if we pattern like most speakers of English, we don't say this word in the plural all that often.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now over Skype is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Hello, Ann.
Hello.
So I know you're going to ask me which one I say. Am I right?
I am, of course. Which one do you say, status or status?
I say status, but I remember there's a band I like. They're from Scotland. They're called Teenage Fan Club. And the way that I figured out that they were Scottish is in one of their songs, they say status quo. And I thought, oh, well, that's not the way I say that. I'm going to hazard a guess that this might be another one of those British American type things.
And you are right that in British pronunciation, you're more likely to get status, and in American pronunciation, more likely to get status. And when you look it up, we say status or status much more often than we try to make that word plural. We certainly can, and it would be, for me, statuses. Do you ever make that word plural?
I'm trying to think under what circumstances I would need to make it plural.
You could say all those people have different professional statuses.
Okay, I'd probably just say statuses if I was faced with that situation.
Now, this question about status and status, which came in from a listener, had me thinking about a different pronunciation question that my co-instructor and I were talking about with students the other day. And that is about the adjective, which is formed from the noun mischief. Now, if you were talking about, I don't know, a puppy, I hear you're getting a puppy, a puppy who liked to partake in mischief, you would say that puppy is very...
I am getting a puppy, and I am hoping that the puppy isn't too mischievous.
Okay, so you say mischievous. I have two pronunciations, and if I'm honest about it, if you give me that sentence, I'm going to say the puppy is very mischievous. Now, I'm aware that we might have some listeners right now who are thinking, wait a minute, Anne, that pronunciation isn't right. We may have some other listeners who are thinking, yeah, that's how I say the word. If you look up the word mischievous in the American Heritage Dictionary of the English Language, you will only find the pronunciation mischievous. If you look in Merriam-Webster online, you will find two pronunciations, mischievous and mischievous, but mischievous is labeled non-standard. And this is what we were talking about with students, is what does it mean to call this pronunciation non-standard? And we were polling the students, and at least half of them have mischievous as one of their pronunciations. And I've been talking to friends of mine at the university who also often have the pronunciation mischievous, which I think fairly raises the question of how many people need to use a pronunciation before it becomes standard. So honestly, Rebecca, this has me thinking about the next time that you and I are on the radio and we're talking about something that involves mischief, should I try to monitor myself and make sure that I use the pronunciation mischievous? Or should I allow myself to use the pronunciation, which I think is actually more natural for me, which is mischievous, knowing that if I use mischievous, it may help it become seen as a standard pronunciation, but I might also risk judgment.
I think I'm just going to pick the one that I like better and use that, she says with a mischievous grin.
And some folks would say that we should choose the pronunciation that corresponds with the spelling. And the spelling of that word ends V-O-U-S. There is no I-O-U-S. But I will say that the argument that the pronunciation should always correspond to the spelling in English is a tough one to make, given how often the pronunciation does not match the spelling in English. And who knows, the spelling could even change in response to the pronunciation, which has happened before. One example would be the P in empty.
I guess we'll just have to wait and see. Thanks so much, Anne.
Have a good Sunday.
Ann Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.